This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. The Colonel, a.k.a. the President, Teddy Roosevelt is here. You are a nurse. Not you, Teddy. You are a nurse. You are a nurse, although Teddy Roosevelt would be a great nurse to have.
I actually had a great resourceful nurse at St. Alexius. I came to the hospital here in Bismarck.
You did?
I did. I was.
I never knew that story.
Right? The nurses know it down at the hospital.
Oh, I'm sure.
They reminded me.
He doesn't remember it that well, folks, because he was feeling feverish that day. You're a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow your skills and excel in your profession. Well, the University of Mary is a long tradition of excellence in nursing education up on the Hill. We understand your desire to reach your full potential, take leadership roles in your profession, and increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by 2020. At the University of Mary, we make it possible for you to move forward. We now offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree, $15,000. Compare that to some $8,000 or more higher in other places. Earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what we do. Classes begin every 5 weeks. Part-time or full-time options, too. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Check out umary.edu/msn. 8 after the hour, Todd Mitchell and in for Scott Hennin, the Colonel, Teddy Roosevelt.
I'm so delighted to be with you, Mr. Mitchell, and all the wonderful listeners of What's On Your Mind with Scott Hennin. If you'd like to call in, dial 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Wonderful to hear that advertisement for University of Mary, Monsignor Shea, and so many of the people that have worked there were proud that the Harold Schaefer Leadership Program is housed there. And, speaking of leaders, we've got one of the wonderful leaders of the Medora community, co-host of the Medora musical, North Dakota treasure, Bill Sorensen. Are you with us today?
Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, and Mr. Sorensen, you know to call me Colonel.
Yes, I do. I thought I'd start off with respect, more respect.
Mr. Sorensen and I are housemates in Medora this year. You know, Mr. Sorensen's a famous magician. I'm already missing two rabbits and a dove, we're having a delightful season. How's the season in Medora for you, Mr. Sorensen? What do you think about this 2017 Medora musical in the Gospel Brunch?
It's been just spectacular. Both of them have gone. We had an overflow crowd at the musical last night, and as you know, the Gospel Brunch has been selling out regularly, and I just feel very blessed to be a small part of it. So,
Mr. Sorensen, your modesty is unwarranted. You're a big part of what goes on in Medora. How many seasons in Medora, and tell us about your first.
You got to go right away to the age stuff.
I'm 159 in October. You're a spring chicken.
I know, and I'm not that far behind. this is, the truth be known. My first summer in Medora was in 1976 for the Bicentennial Review with Trish Lanahan, and I did a show all summer long that summer, and I've been doing something in Medora every summer since then.
Tremendous. You say you're doing something in Medora, and there are some people would like to know what that something is. It's this year, co-hosting the Medora musical, as you've done in the past. In many years, you've done the 4M Review, and if there's somebody that I'm asked about just about as much as Harold Schaefer and Bill Sorensen, I'm often asked about Clyde Hudson-Buehler, who I think was one of the characters that came out in the 4M Review. Tell us about your memories of the 4M Review.
Oh, unbelievably great memories that we had a chance. Clyde Bauman. There's two people that portrayed there. You would know about this, Mr. President. There's two people, Clyde Bauman and Milo Hudson-Buehler.
I put them two together as Clyde Hudson-Buehler, didn't I? Milo Hudson-Buehler and Clyde Bauman. Bauman, now he's really an accomplished singer, quite a world-class singer.
Yeah, it was great. We got a chance at the dedication of the Little Town Hall Theater this spring. We got a chance to do some shows again, and it was like a flashback, because we've done 2,400 shows or something like that in that little theater over the years, and I've enjoyed every one of them. He's an amazing talent.
Well, I mentioned Clyde Bauman, a tremendous singer. The character that he portrays, Milo Hudson-Buehler, maybe not so much a great singer, but a comedic.
Well, in his own right.
Okay, in his own right, in his own way, but
it's a different genre. Some people are fans of the opera. Some people are fans of the opry. So it kind of depends on your perspective, I guess.
Well said, yes.
I know the story, Mr. Sorensen, but it's a bit of a family story with regards to the nomenclature. You're the father of four lovely daughters. Tell us about the first.
The oldest one is Medora, named Medora. She was born after that first summer in Medora, in the fall of 76. So I named her Medora. I tell her it was a good thing she came along when she did, because the next summer I was in Dilworth.
That's Dilworth, Minnesota. Dilworth, just it's not quite a lovely name for a young lady, is it?
Well, they would call her Dilly for short. And
that was the other reason we went with
Dilworth. End up with a job at DQ serving her own bars. But
the Medora musical's not done yet, nor is the Gospel Brunch. Now, the Medora musical is something that, as Mr. Hudson-Buehler said earlier this morning, has been going on for 53 years. Prior, in that same location, people vacationing and people from throughout the region might see Old Four Eyes, a drama about young Theodore Roosevelt in the Badlands. But the Gospel Brunch is really something new, and while it's a gospel show, you play, I think, a very important role in that Gospel Brunch. Tell us about the brunch and about your role therein.
Well, first of all, you are right. It does continue. We've added one just for today, because we've been sold out the last couple. So there's one added that normally doesn't take place on Monday, but we have one today. And then it plays on Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so those are the last days coming up, this Wednesday, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so the brunch is at 9:30 and the show is at 10:30. You know, you and I have talked before. The level of talent that has been able to be drawn to Medora is unbelievable. And I just marvel on a regular basis at the talent. It's great that we've got some North Dakota kids, more North Dakota kids than we've had in the past as a part of the musical. And this summer has just been nothing short of fantastic. I've just loved every second of it.
When you're at the Gospel Brunch, Mr. Sorensen gives a little homily, a little message, a note of inspiration for the people. I think it gives the singers a little chance to take a little breather in the midst of a high-energy gospel show and maybe do one more costume change for the closing numbers. The audience all joins in singing well, it must make you feel very good to be a part of such a wonderful, warm, spiritual program there in Medora.
I feel, very fortunate to be part of both of those programs. The musical, I do the same thing. You know, you're being played. I cover for costume changes in the musical as well. That's my job.
At the musical, you have some banter with young Chet Wolin. And Chet Wolin, after singing and dancing all over that stage at night, why, just like you, they're up the next morning ready for the Gospel Brunch. But he's also, along with his lovely wife, Candace Wolin, they're together there at the Gospel Brunch with you, along with Emily Walter, the Queen of the West. When you join in singing, is your microphone on when you're singing with the other singers?
It has been on several occasions, but let me tell you, it's been a mistake on all of those occasions.
I thought you had a nice timbre in your voice, and you've got some nice dance moves for a gentleman with your wisdom and experience.
Going right back to the 80s, aren't you, huh?
Speaking of experience, when we come back, Mr. Sorensen's going to stay with us for a little bit this half hour. He's got some great life experiences. Here's a man who loves North Dakota, as so many of us do. But he's also lived a life of service, including in the past being mayor of Bismarck, a member of the North Dakota General Assembly. And in the times that we're in, I'm looking forward to hearing from Mr. Bill Sorensen about what he thinks about North Dakota, the future of this great state and our people, and the future of the wonderful things going on there at the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. I hope you'll join in the conversation. A question for Bill Sorensen, call us at 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. You're able to stay with us a little bit around the corner, Mr. Sorensen?
Yes, sir, Colonel. Whatever you say.
We'll be right back on What's On Your Mind.
Hurry. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or text into 701-226-8503. It all works.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fully cooked bacon.
Enter your best 5 acres of Hefty brand soybeans. Enter your best 5 acres of Hefty brand corn. Highest yielding winners. We got a free year lease and a loaded 2018 Chevy Silverado pickup. Call for details at 756-7333, 756-7333. A great team of professionals at Hefty Seed are excited to help our area farmers. At Hefty Seed Mohall, we're committed to helping our farmers earn more money on their farms by making recommendations that improve yield, are profitable for the farmer, and good for the land and the environment. The team at FD Seed Mohall are local professionals originally from Mohall, Lansford, Antler, and Sherwood and surrounding area. Excited to be a part of the number one industry in North Dakota agriculture, Hefty Seed Mohall. 21 after the hour. Todd Mitchell, this is What's on Your Mind and in for Scott Hannon today. He'll be back tomorrow. The Colonel, the President, the Teddy Bear, Teddy Roosevelt, is here.
Hello, morning. Mr. Mitchell, and hello to all the listeners of What's on Your Mind with Scott Hannon. I'm Theodore Roosevelt. I'm delighted to be with you here. And here for me is the studio of K-Fire, 550 AM in Bismarck, North Dakota, and how Bismarck has grown since the time that I used to travel through on the Northern Pacific on my way to my ranch along the Little Missouri. With us is Bill Sorensen, and he's not only the co-host of the Medora musical, the sermonizer at the Gospel Brunch, Bon Vivant and Good Man About Town in Medora. He's also the former mayor of Bismarck, North Dakota, a former member of the North Dakota legislature. Mr. Sorensen, when was your mayorship, and what was it like, the sorts of issues you were working on at that time as mayor and legislator compared to today?
Well, a lot of issues are the same. A lot of issues, I guess, have changed, Colonel. Big issues at the time that I was mayor, so 1990 to 2002 was actually when I was mayor. And we worked a lot, and we had a lot of empty buildings in downtown Bismarck during that time. And we did that, and we had a couple major projects that we were working on. We were getting the bowl built at BSC and trying to get a little bit more convention space at the Civic Center and trying just to take care of some ailing infrastructure in the community. I very much enjoyed my time.
Those years, 1990 to 2002, they were challenging years for many regions of the United States, but I would imagine perhaps especially challenging for North Dakota when I think of the agricultural and the energy sectors. Those were difficult times in those sectors.
Well, we've kind of cycled through many phases of that, I think, in the history of North Dakota. You're right. There have been many difficult times, but long term, we those industries being fortunate enough to have a lot of natural resources in this state, being the world is going to be in need of energy and food as it continues to grow, and I think the state is well positioned to continue to grow and prosper.
Well, and the people must have appreciated your tenure. As if I do the math, 12 years, were you a thrice elected mayor of Bismarck?
I was. I tried to time it to get out just in time before they threw me out, but I felt very fortunate. It's one of those funny things, Colonel. I said, when I was a young boy, I would get the Bismarck Tribune and I'd read the sports page, look at the funnies, and then read the city commission minutes, which were printed at the time. I always had that interest. I don't know why, but I felt very fortunate to have it.
Well, the people of Bismarck were certainly fortunate to have you at the helm. Now, I had a bit of time in city government myself, as you know. I was president of the New York City Board of Police Commissioners. But when I think of the number three with regards to a mayor's race, rather than winning three terms, you know that I ran for the mayorship of New York, and I came in third out of three. So we both have the number three associated with our mayoral attempts. Yours were three successful bouts, and mine was coming in third on one.
Fortunately for the country, you didn't give up there, Colonel, and persisted and had a great political career, because I can't imagine the things that happened under your leadership as president if the country hadn't had you at that time. So.
Well, not giving up in the face of adversity is one of the major themes that I try to convey with our visitors to Medora, North Dakota. Mr. Sorensen, one of the wonderful things that I enjoyed this last year was seeing you and the wonderful singer, the Broadway star, Jared Mason, a native of this region who's come back to do some wonderful live music in Medora. You do a wonderful story where co-written as a song with you and Jared Mason about a boy receiving a baseball glove and some kindness and saving up his money to buy a baseball glove. It reminds me that You and Mr. Mason and Emily Walter and Roger Rettig were out on a Christmas tour last year, and it was such a success that you're going to be doing a Christmas tour throughout Montana, North Dakota, and Minnesota this coming winter. Do tell us about that.
Yeah, thanks. And Joel Christensen is a part of that, too, and it's interesting because they all have some North Dakota connections, as it turns out. Emily currently lives in Bismarck, after having toured the world with shows as Patsy Cline and being the headliner on many, many cruise ships around the world. Joel Christensen is a Grand Forks native that went on to become a Burning Hill singer and then a Broadway star. And Jared Mason, who was born in Bismarck, North Dakota, and grandparents were from New Salem. And he went on, after being a Burning Hill singer, to star on Broadway in Million Dollar Quartet and have quite a career, also was in Stomp. Yeah, we took this Christmas tour out, and it was crazy. It was crazy how well it went and how much fun we had, so we're doing it again. I think we're doing 25 shows between Thanksgiving and Christmas in Montana, through Wild City and Billings, and a couple in South Dakota, Mobridge and Bemidji and Detroit Lakes and Alexandria and Henning, Minnesota, and the rest of them around North Dakota.
It's a good thing you're a young man keeping that pace.
Well, that's thank you for noticing that. That's one point for you after those other two old age comments.
I hope that I'm able to see that wonderful program. Where can our listeners get more information about the Christmas tour, the Christmas show tour?
Well, we'll wait till the season kind of closes here, but then the Medora.com website will have a lot of information on the Christmas tour, and they'll be able to buy tickets.
Delightful. As you say, you're not done in Medora yet, are you? You've got several more shows through Sunday evening, the Gospel Brunch going on today and again Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, in the coming days in Medora. Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right. And the music will end Saturday. This coming Saturday will be our final musical performance.
All right. It's the Balloon Festival that will be Saturday and Sunday. So much going on in the Badlands and Gateway to Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Mr. Sorensen, we're so delighted that you've been able to be with us. Any message about Labor Day for the listeners of What's on Your Mind?
Well, Labor Day is a great holiday for this country, but it's a great place to spend it is in Medora. So come out and spend the day with us. It's going to be a beautiful evening. I guess it's going to be up to mid-70s. Later today, and so we'd invite people to celebrate their Labor Day in the beautiful Medora, the treasure of the state of North Dakota.
Well, you're a treasure for all the people of North Dakota as well. Bill Sorensen, thanks for being with us from Medora.
Thanks.
More What's in Your Mind is on the way. Teddy Roosevelt in for Scott Hennin today, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. More What's in Your Mind on the way.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Why did Energy Transfer Partners sue Greenpeace, Earth Justice, and other groups over the Dakota Access Pipeline protest? We asked that question of Kelsey Warren, the chairman of Energy Transfer Partners.
This lawsuit is an investment in our future. We've got to send a message. You can't do this. Let's go back and look at what this really was. What it really was a big money raise. It was a big con job to spread false lies to go get sympathizers to contribute money, thinking they're helping some kind of green cause. And it was nothing more than a big scam to raise money. And they raised a lot of money. And what your state took on is unprecedented, and the way you guys handled it is unprecedented. I've never seen anything more impressive than this law enforcement reaction to these bad actors that were in your state. And we feel like it's our duty to now say, wait a minute, this is not over. You think it's over, you've moved to the next pipeline project, but it's not over. You may not be defeated by us, but you're going to have fits trying not to be.
Kelsey Warren on the recently filed lawsuit, and another edition of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Services hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join the team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 1-844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 1-844-MBI-JOBS. 27 before the hour, Todd Mitchell and in for Scott Hennin today, and this is going to be a great segment here on What's on Your Mind. Teddy Roosevelt is here.
Oh, I'm delighted to be with you, Mr. Mitchell, and all the listeners to What's on Your Mind with Scott Hennin. Please do call in with your questions or comments at 1-800-228-0550 or area code 701-258-0550. It's been a wonderful morning here at K-Fire Studios in Bismarck. But I'm really delighted to introduce our next guest, who's a self-described Army brat and a graduate of West Point, our military academy. But Major General Perry Smith made his career in the United States Air Force as a fighter pilot for 30 years. He flew 180 combat missions over North Vietnam and Laos during the Vietnam War. General Smith later commanded the F-15 fighter wing at Bitburg, Germany. Served as the top Air Force planner and was commandant at the National War College. Connor, General Smith's wife of 58 years, is the daughter of Marine Lieutenant Colonel Jimmy Dias. And Connor was 8 years old when her father was killed in combat in February of 1944. We'll hear more about Lieutenant Colonel Jimmy Dias in just a moment. General Smith is the author of 6 books, including Rules and Tools for Leaders, Assignment Pentagon, and Courage, Compassion, Marine, the unique story of Jimmy Dias. Happy Labor Day. We're happy to have Major General Perry Smith with us from Augusta, Georgia.
It's a beautiful day here in Augusta. It's nice to talk to you, Colonel Roosevelt.
I'm sure many of our listeners would like to know how your golf game is going down there, but like me, you were more of a tennis man, aren't you?
I'm a terrible golfer, so I play a lot of tennis. We have very competitive tennis here. We play on soft courts, and I just played this morning.
You know that unlike President Jackson, and who the term kitchen cabinet was coined for all of his Tennessee men who hung out in the kitchen at the White House ever since we've called the president's informal advisors the kitchen cabinet, but my informal advisors were known as members of the tennis cabinet. And General Smith, it would have been an honor to have you as a member of my tennis cabinet during my administration.
Well, you did have somebody from Augusta, Archibald Butt, who was very close to you and also the president that followed you. And we have a bridge here named for Archibald Butt in Augusta.
Well done, Major Archibald Butt, military aide at the White House and very important to the history of my life as he wrote letters to his sister-in-law, and his sister-in-law eventually published those letters after Major Butt went down on the Titanic that April 15th of 1912. Perry Smith, General, when you were a small boy, you witnessed an event on December 7th, 1941. Please tell our listeners about that Sunday morning for you.
Well, I grew up in an Army family, and my dad was stationed in Honolulu, and I was on the way to Sunday school in the back of an Army truck early on the morning of 7th December, and we never made it to the post because the attack started just as we arrived at the front gate. And so they turned the truck around, and they dropped the kids off at very high speed. And so I got a chance to watch, to observe from the back of an Army truck at age 6 the attack on Pearl Harbor, and I can still remember it. It was a very frightening experience for me, but I've spoken about it many times, and it's fairly fresh in my memory.
The Medora musical that's held out at the gateway to Theodore Roosevelt National Park, the theme of the musical, which always talks a bit about my role in the Spanish-American War, but the theme is superheroes. And the message of the Medora musical is that everyone can be a hero, especially if they attempt to be a friend to a stranger, the kind of heroic activity that we would think of the people of Houston now undertaking, neighbor, helping neighbor, and that sort of thing. But what comes to mind, General Smith, when you consider heroism and the situation of the country today, the service of our men and women in the armed forces across the country, what would you have our listeners know about heroism today?
Well, I have had the unique experience of being married to a woman whose father was a recipient of both the Medal of Honor and the highest award for civilian heroism, the Carnegie Medal. So I wrote a book about him, and then I got involved in the Congressional Medal of Honor Foundation. So I've gotten to know many of the Medal of Honor recipients and a number of the Carnegie recipients, and I've learned a lot. I've learned, one, that they're willing to risk their lives to save others. In many cases, they're saving the lives of people that they don't even know. The second is they're extremely humble about it. They tend to not take any credit for what they did. They just said they had to do it, and it was something they needed to do. And the other thing, of course, is that particularly the military people are extremely patriotic people, and they spend their lives. The Medal of Honor recipients now spend much of their lives reaching out to kids. We have one good friend, a Medal of Honor recipient by the name of Sammy Davis, who's really the real Forrest Gump, who spoke to more than 2 million school kids all over the country because he's asked to do it, and he does it, and he takes his medal off and hands it around throughout the audience. So these are wonderful people, and I've learned a lot from them. Heroism is, of course, more than just heroism in combat, and the Carnegie Medal, which is given out since 1904, highlights people who at great risk to their lives saved others, and the Carnegie Heroes Fund Commission looks at about 10,000 heroic activities that take place in the United States and gives away about 80 or 90 medals. So it's been a great pleasure for me to get to know these folks.
Andrew Carnegie was a friend of mine, of course, a great benefactor, a philanthropist, gave away a great deal of his wealth. Libraries throughout the United States are built on the basis of funding from the Carnegie Foundation. But your late father-in-law, a man who died in combat in the Pacific in World War II, is the only man, the only individual to have been awarded both the Carnegie Medal and to have been presented the Medal of Honor posthumously. Tell us about the unique circumstances of Colonel Jimmy Dyess.
Yes, when he was a young man at age 19, as an undergraduate at Clemson College, he was on a summer vacation on the coast of South Carolina, and there's a woman who, in the process of drowning, and another woman going in to try to help him, wasn't being very successful, and so he swam out all by himself and actually rescued both women. It was a very tough day, and he barely made it back, but he did it. And for that, he earned and was awarded at age 19, 20, the next year, the Carnegie Medal. And then he came back to Augusta, his hometown, after graduating from Clemson, went in the Marine Corps Reserve, was called up in active duty in 1940, and then led a battalion of Marines into the Marshall Campaign at the island of Roy Namur, went behind enemy lines and saved a bunch of wounded Marines from another unit. But in the last day of the battle, he was shot and killed, and he earned the Medal of Honor posthumously. And when I did my research to try to find out how many people had earned both medals, it turned out he was the only one. So I had to write a book about him, and I wrote a book called Courage, Compassion, Marine, The Unique Story of Jimmy Dias, and you can find it on Amazon.com. And it's a wonderful story of an individual who time and time again rescued people's lives. He actually rescued people in other circumstances, but those are the two most important.
The Medal of Honor. There is a society. We have a Medal of Honor memorial here in North Dakota. It's in Minot. It's at Roosevelt Park, which is named for me, and Minot itself named for an old college classmate of mine, Henry Minot. The Medal of Honor, speak to it with regards to what it means to us as the American people, please.
Well, it was first started by Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War, and it's been given away then for quite a long time. Right around 3,500 people have earned it, many of them in the Civil War. It's very, very difficult to earn the Medal of Honor today. You have to go through a number of committees, and they make sure it's absolutely the most highest level of heroism. And in this, all the wars we've been fighting in recent years, they've only given away a total of about a dozen, and half of those were posthumous. And so other people who weren't do heroic things will get an award like a Silver Star or perhaps a Distinguished Service Cross. But to get a Medal of Honor is very, very difficult. Now, they are upgrading a few, and one of the ones I know about is Mike Rose, who will get it very shortly. He was involved in an operation, a super secret operation in Laos as a medic. He earned a Distinguished Service Cross. It has recently been upgraded to a Medal of Honor, and I'm so pleased that he will be getting that within the next month or so.
The American public, I hope that we do take note when those ceremonies are held, when the president presents the Medal of Honor. But sometimes, as you know, General, we get our information, our impressions come now from social media or from entertainment, which is sometimes given over as being factual. I wonder if you were able to see the movie that was out this last year called Hacksaw Ridge, which told the story, or at least attempted to tell the part of the story, of a gentleman who was a conscientious objector who was presented with the Medal of Honor. I was curious for your take on that film and if you're familiar with the story of the gentleman portrayed therein.
Yes, it's a story of Desmond Doss, and he was actually from the state of Georgia, and I had hoped to meet him, but unfortunately he died before I had an opportunity to do that. He was in very ill health, so I never met Desmond Doss. The movie was extremely well done. It was a very tough movie. I did not go see it. My wife just doesn't go to combat movies because she lost her husband, she lost her dad, and so I did not go see it. But I got they're very good reviews on it, and I would certainly recommend it. But I would recommend also people look at some really good books, and I would recommend the book Medal of Honor by Peter Collier, which is a book out and it's been out for a while that covers the life stories of our living recipients. It's a beautiful book. You can get it on Amazon.com for about half price. The book I've written on Jimmy Dias would be another book, the new book by Sammy Davis. There are a number of books by Medal of Honor recipients or about Medal of Honor recipients that are wonderful gifts to young people, wonderful gifts to veterans, and it's no fake news. It's good stuff.
Delightful. We'll be back soon with General Perry Smith here on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Stingham, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? Scott Hanna now spending more quality time with his MyPillow. Try the MyPillow 10-inch mattress. I mean, it's not good enough just for your head. What about the rest of your body? 3 layers, an inch of gel-infused memory foam, 2 inches of soft bounce transition, and 7 inches of MyPillow foam support layer. The MyPillow mattress delivered by FedEx right to your door. Easy to set up. Just unroll it and watch it come to life. And your MyPillow mattress is a 10-year warranty, 120-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping to the Continental 48. Yes, Teddy, we have 48 now. I'm not sure if you were aware of that. We added a couple more And depending on who's president, 57, I've heard, too. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and you can get up to 50% off your order. Or you can still voice dial 1-800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, promo code Scott, or MyPillow.com, and save up to 50%. 10 before the hour, it's What's in Your Mind, and in for Scott Hennen, the Colonel. The president, the teddy bear, Teddy Roosevelt.
A delight to be with you, Mr. Mitchell, and all those listening across North Dakota and the upper Midwest. But to What's on Your Mind with Scott Hennen. I am Theodore Roosevelt. I am delighted to be with you here in Bismarck and all across the country. And here, of course, in North Dakota, we are neighbors and hosts to two tremendous Air Force bases, Minot Air Force Base and Grand Forks Air Force Base. And we've got on the line with us a retired Major General of the United States Air Force, Perry Smith. And General Smith, again, welcome back to What's on Your Mind.
Well, it's great to be back with you. I might mention that I have a connection up in your area. I went to the second grade in St. Cloud, Minnesota, when we were thrown out of Hawaii after the attack. We had nowhere to go, and we went to my uncle's home. So I made my first public speech in the second grade in St. Cloud, Minnesota, in 1942.
And you're still speaking today. You speak to business audiences and very often audiences on cruise lines. You have some special programs about leadership. I imagine that in a 30-year-plus career in the Air Force, you both exhibited, witnessed leadership, and maybe even on a occasion, General witnessed a lack of proper leadership. But tell us about you've even written a book on the subject of rules and tools for leaders.
Yes, I've written six books. It's the only one that's been really successful at 300,000 copies, and it's still being used. It's got a lot of checklists in there for leaders to know what to do when it's time to hire somebody, to fire somebody, to do long-range planning and all that business. And then I do teaching in executive MBA programs and MBA programs and Leadership Augusta and all that. It's great fun to do that, and I've just tried to help people figure out and work their way through the problems of taking over a leadership job, motivating people, gaining trust up and down the organization, holding high levels of integrity, and I use lots of examples. For instance, I quit CNN a number of years ago when they did something really dishonest and really wrong, and it allowed me to not only quit but also make the case that we can't allow that kind of thing to happen.
And if I may, I actually think our listeners would be quite interested with regards to quickly the specifics of the situation.
Yes, in 1998, CNN ran a special in which they accused the United States military, the Air Force, during the Vietnam War in 1970, of dropping lethal sarin gas to kill our own troops on the ground. Well, it was a terrible story. It was not true in any dimension, but they ran it anyhow, even though I warned them ahead of time that it was probably not true. I then did some research. The fighter pilots did drop gas, but it was tear gas, and they dropped it on the enemy, not on our own troops. And it helped get these troops out of a very difficult situation with Marine helicopters. So it was a wonderful operation, but CNN trying to turn it into some kind of a war crime. And so then when I quit, told them I'd never work for them again, I went public. CNN finally woke up and did a major retraction. They fired Peter Arnett and some other people. But it was a good example of an organization gone completely astray, and I had to blow the whistle on them.
Leadership occurs in so many different areas, and you in that regard, showed leadership by stepping away from a professional engagement based upon principle. I share quickly a story that I think would demonstrate some of the leadership that you've got to have in a business operation. I was out on the cattle range. One of my cowboys on Roundup was attempting to brand an unbranded calf with my brand, though by the method we operated, since we were on a neighbor rancher's territory, we should have used my neighbor's brand, which we had along with us. And this man persisted and was about to brand this calf with my brand. I said, "Man, head down to the ranch, pack up your belongings, see the paymaster. I never want to see you again. A man who would be willing to steal for me would be willing to steal from me." You've got to stand up for principle. And General, what do you think about the general situation of the country right now with regards to leadership? We will soon hear in North Dakota and nearby Mandan host the President of the United States. The people of North Dakota will be discussing, as they do every 2 years, the delegation that they send to the Congress. This will include a campaign this coming year for the United States Senate. What do you think about the state of the country with regards to leadership?
Well, I think there's some recent good news that we should acknowledge, because what happened down in Houston and the leadership on the part of FEMA, the leadership on part of the mayor of Houston, the leadership on the part of the governor of Texas, I think they did a really good job of realizing they had a problem, alerting people way ahead of time to get ready, deciding not to evacuate the city of Houston. That wouldn't have worked. And so we can salute that. And there's wonderful leadership here in Augusta
out of time. Got to go. Thank you so much.
General, we salute you.
That would be the good life, folks. And you can get it with Splash Super Pools, hot spring spas, and pool tables, too. Here's Vince to tell us about the good life.
Well, you're really going to have to go to the Splash Super Pools website. It is the Dolce Vita Diva. It's unlike anything you've ever seen before. It actually looks like a piece of wicker furniture in your backyard. But in reality, it's a swimming pool. And it's a very, very exciting, game-changing product. And literally 75% that of what an in-ground pool would cost. So a great opportunity that comes in a white wicker or American brown wicker. And again, you really have to do the website and get a view of what this thing looks like, because it's hard to describe it.
So don't let the sweet life wait. In the pool this summer, when you get to a hot spring spas and pool tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, or online at hotspringnd.com, or check out these Dolce Vita pools at splashpools.com. Splashpools.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.